And welcome back on Husker Radio. It's Tristan Winder. Please be joined by University of Nebraska President Ted Carter. Mr. Carter joining us on the heels of a stop that he's made here in the western end of the state, including stops in North Platte and Curtis. Ted, it's a pleasure to have you joining us here on the airwaves.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. What a glorious day to be in the Midwest, Nebraska.
Absolutely, and out here in the great section of the Midwest here in God's country here in the great state of Nebraska, and know that you had a stop in North Platte talking to some of the individuals at the West Central Research and Extension Center. Can you tell us about your thoughts on the center here? I believe this is the second time you've made it to the research center, is that right?
It is. I've been there before, but what a reaffirmation of high-impact research that they're doing. The education at the undergraduate, graduate, and PhD level for students from the United States and from all over the world, just making a huge difference in how we're going to make agriculture more efficient and better. It's really, really life-changing work.
Absolutely, and there's some groundbreaking research that's being done right here in Nebraska, specifically just south of North Platte.
Yeah, I think the story needs to be told more. I think most Nebraskans would be a little surprised at how impactful the work is that they're doing. About 75% of all Nebraska farmers use a lot of the research outcomes that come there so they can be more efficient in their growth period and their products and yield a better financial bottom line.
We're talking to President Carter as he prepares to travel down to Curtis to view some of the goings-on of the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture. What are you looking forward to encountering there, Ted?
Well, really, it's a day to celebrate our students. You know, when you think about it, these graduating students at the NCTA have spent about three-quarters of their time in their academic studies in a global pandemic. I mean, talk about being resilient, sticking with the program. You know, now nearly 100% of them are either going on to higher education or going into the workforce. You know, NCTA is actually one of the top performing community college programs, not only here in Nebraska, but in the nation.
Mr. Carter, this is still early on in your career here at the University of Nebraska. I believe you took the job January of 2020. A little bit of experience underneath your belt, obviously, and you had a lot of experience coming here to the University of Nebraska, but tell us about what it's been like coming into the new job and countering the coronavirus almost immediately on the new gig.
Well, just like any job where you're going to be leading a large, complex organization, it really comes down to people and relationships. And yes, none of us saw the global pandemic coming, and we've had to manage and work through that, but we have. And we've made some really tough, big decisions for the university as a whole during the past year. But, you know, we grew our student enrollment. Our faculty and staff are coming through this in a stronger and better position. I'm really, really proud of the leadership we've had on every campus, from Curtis to Omaha to Lincoln to Kearney, in terms of taking care of our students and our faculty and staff, kept them safe. We've been able to complete our academic mission. We've done remarkable work and research. And our athletic programs have somehow thrived. And, I mean, just look at the spring that Husker Athletics has had, really phenomenal performance in just about every sports team. And I'm looking forward to the fall of 2021 already, where I think we'll be as close to normal as we can possibly be.
Now, Mr. Carter, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your five-year strategic plan that's developed for the university system. I know a lot of this focus on some major goals, specifically for the students and the faculty, obviously.
Yeah, we wrote this strategy. We were intending to do it in the first 100 days of the beginning part of 2020. The pandemic put that a little bit on pause, but some of the elements of that we were able to execute in the middle of a pandemic, and then we wrote the strategy in August. And for your listeners, I would encourage them to go to our website for the University of Nebraska. It's right near in one of the first tabs and read it. It's a very quick read. It's intended for everybody to read. It's not just for faculty and students and families. It's for all Nebraskans to read. And it's written in pretty plain language. And I wanted it to be understood by everybody that, you know, we are going to go after a couple of key elements to be successful in the university. First and foremost is the success of our students. You know, we've got to continue to make sure that we attract students, we make them successful, find a pathway for them to get into the Nebraska workforce, and treat our students as a customer and not a product. So that's first and foremost. The second is attracting and retaining quality faculty and staff, making sure that we're paying them for the value that they bring to our programs. You know, we are certainly welcoming to all in terms of diversity and inclusion. We have still work to do there. Our student body is evolving and becoming more ethnically diverse and geographically diverse. We need to work to keep our faculty and staff being reflective of our student body. And then one of the other elements that I'm really proud of is how we're going after, you know, our business and finance, trying to be more efficient. It might surprise some of your listeners to know that, you know, we are responsible for over 900 buildings across the university system.
Wow.
600 of those are in Lincoln alone at our flagship campus at UNL. You know, we have a responsibility for keeping those buildings, academic buildings, dorms, athletic facilities, modern and safe and energy efficient. And, you know, the state does a great job of supporting us with some money to do that under legislation that was started a few years ago. But this legislative cycle, we were able to work with Senator John Stenner of Gehring and his proposed bill that would extend our sustainability for our buildings through the year 2062 with about $13 million annually that we will match and then an additional 2% depreciation on the value of that work that will force us to invest in ourselves about $12 million a year of university money over that period of time. So by the year 2062, we will have achieved a complete removal of an $800 million backlog in building sustainability. And we will be able to remove ourselves from the state budget lines for building maintenance because we'll be able to do it ourselves. So this is a really remarkable program, one of the first like it in the country. And ultimately, we'll save Nebraska taxpayers over $1.5 billion with this new concept for how we're going to do building maintenance. So I'm very proud of that. We were able to do that this year.
Again, we're blessed to have University of Nebraska President Ted Carter joining us here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. And President Carter, I know that you are a very big sports fan. For folks that are unaware, Ted actually played a little bit of college hockey at the U.S. Naval Academy, where you were a team captain as well. And I know, I don't know for certain, but I would imagine you were in attendance at the spring game for the football team, weren't you, Mr. Carter?
Oh, yeah, I was there. I was there representing not only university, but being a fan. I love all athletics. I cheer on the bowling team for Nebraska, six-time NCAA national champion.
Yes.
What a great accomplishment this year. Men's gymnastics, women's gymnastics, our baseball team. Obviously, we were a top 25 team for a while and had a tough weekend against Rutgers last week, but they're going to bounce back. We got a great baseball team. Our ladies volleyball team is phenomenal, a top six finish in the country this year. And I'm really optimistic for Husker football. I like what I saw at the spring game. I think we're going to have a really well-greased offense and multifaceted there. We got a lot of returners coming back on defense. Our front line on offense and defense looks huge. So we're bigger, faster, stronger, and we're obviously going to need to be. Big Ten is no joke. We get probably one of the most difficult football schedules in the country this year. So it's going to be an exciting year, and we're going to have fans back in the stands.
Glad to talk a little bit of sports with you here, Mr. Carter. Tell us about your working relationship with the athletic director, Bill Moose, as you alluded to a lot of our successful athletics that we have throughout the University of Nebraska system, and obviously that can't be accomplished without a quality athletic director.
No, and of course, it is such a big program and has such an impact not only on our campus at Lincoln but across the entire state. Absolutely. I have a relationship with Bill as well as Coach Scott Frost. You may have seen in the news we just started the Go Big project, the $155 million expansion on our stadium that will be all about our student athletes, one of the top student athlete centers at a football stadium in the country. So that required us to raise about $80 million of philanthropy, and that was able to be done in the middle of a global pandemic. So really great job by our athletic department, their fundraisers, and we're underway with that.
Mr. Carter, is there anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
You know, the only thing I'd like to say is just how much I've enjoyed my year here, even though I haven't got around as much of the state during the pandemic period as I did when I first came here. But the people of Nebraska is what makes this state so special, and I'm really enjoying myself getting around and getting to meet everybody.
Glad to have you here in North Platte. Always welcome here at the radio station. It's a blessing to have you here on the airwaves, Mr. Carter. Look forward to talking to you again soon in the near future.
All right, Tristan. Thank you very much.